were never seen as inspired by the early fathers of the Church, the first post-apostolic bishops, teachers, and theologians in the first 3 centuries after Christ. There was dispute among different scholars about the status of these writings as scripture. In the end, however, these writings were not included in the canon of the New Testament. Instead, they became the first non-biblical writings of the Church. The process of determining the canon of the New Testament was a long one. It involved numerous scholars, directed by the teachings of the Church, sifting through numerous manuscripts with various attributed authorships. The 29 that made it into the canon were those that passed muster in terms of apostolic authorship and conformity to Orthodox Church teaching. Most of those that did not make it in failed on those 2 accounts. Others were not included because they were judged not to have been written under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. Whatever the reason they were excluded, the writings that comprise the New Testament Apocrypha, while not inspired scripture, do show something of the context in which the early Church developed its doctrines and its writings. Heretical texts. The non-canonical New Testament books considered heretical by the early Church are those that have received the most attention today. In a time when many are skeptical of the traditional doctrines of Christianity, these works seem to offer a fresh perspective on the teachings of Jesus. Some go so far as to claim that these works reflect the authentic teachings of Jesus and the early Church before they were corrupted. In this view, the canonical New Testament is actually anything but authentic. Sayings and teachings attributed to Jesus were given him later by the Church establishment that had oppressed the true teachings preserved by those the official Church labeled as heretics. This view is buttressed by scholars who in the last 30 years have sought to rescue the historical Jesus from Orthodox Christianity. The most famous example of this is the Jesus Seminar, a group of scholars who met to cast votes on which of the sayings of Jesus recorded in the Gospels were actually spoken by him and which were added later. Because the early Church considered these texts heretical, little effort was made to preserve them over the centuries. In most cases, the only record of their existence was preserved in the writings of their opponents, the early Church Fathers. Sometimes the Fathers quoted from these writings in order to dispute their teachings. In many cases, they only mentioned the title. It was not until 1945, when a treasure trove of early Coptic Christian writings at Nag Hammadi in Egypt was discovered, that many heretical texts were discovered. This significant find contributed greatly to scholars' knowledge of the early centuries of the Church and the controversies and competing groups that challenged Orthodox Christianity for dominance. At the same time, it gave those who questioned the authority of traditional Christianity a documentary base to construct an alternate history of the early Church. Gospel of Thomas. One of the best known of the heretical texts to modern readers is the Gospel of Thomas, commonly referred to as the Gnostic Gospel. The work reflects the teachings of one of the earliest Christian heresy, Gnosticism. Because most of what we know of early Gnosticism comes from its opponents within the Church, characterizing its main teachings can be a challenge. In general, Gnosticism emphasized salvation through the possession of hidden knowledge revealed only to a few adherents. Christian Gnostics taught that the Supreme Being and the Creator were different, that the Creator of the physical universe was a lesser being, or demiurge. They also taught that salvation involved the rejection of the physical body, and taught a sharp dualism between the physical and the spiritual. In their view, Jesus was not God incarnate. He, in fact, was a spiritual being that only appeared to be a physical being. On this point, and others, Christian Gnosticism reflected a much different teaching than that of the Church. While the direct relation to the Gnostics is circumstantial, both the early Fathers and modern scholars see the Gospel of Thomas.